First Up continues. This is hour three of the show. Aaron Karolnik and Carlo Colaiacovo. If you are going to roll into an NBA playoff game looking like you jumped into a pile of peanut butter, lathered your entire body in it, and that's how you dress, you better be putting up a big game. That's exactly what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did yesterday.
Is it peanut butter color or mustard color?
No, I think it's a peanut. It's like peanut butter. So it looks like a big jar of Skippy he jumped into.
Skippy?
Yeah, Skippy peanut butter. Is that
or
what people
Jif.
Have?
Maybe Jif peanut butter.
Jif, yeah, whatever it was. Gilgeous-Alexander, the fit was questionable. The performance was not. He was outstanding for Oklahoma City. We love him. He's the pride of Hamilton, Ontario. Another guy we love is Ryan Hollins, longtime NBA, who makes his return to First Up now. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Excellent, thank you. Do you recall a time in your NBA career where you had an outfit on when you were walking into the arena? Maybe it was during the playoffs, maybe it was during the regular season, where you're like, this might be pushing it a little bit, might be a little bit too outlandish, or does that simply not exist for someone as stylish as you?
I wouldn't consider myself stylish at all.
Just trying to pump your tires here, Ryan. Come on.
Pushing it? No, I'm not a push it type of guy. I didn't want that attention. When you're a role player in the league, your job is to kind of do your job. I didn't want to be standing out for anything like that. I was just trying to maintain employment.
How much is that talked about in the room with the guys? Because it seems like the fashion, being like a fashion icon, is a very important thing in the NBA these days. And what Gilgeous-Alexander was wearing, like, I probably had that sent to me 15 times by my friend saying, we need to bet his unders. No one wearing an outfit like that can possibly perform well in an NBA game. Of course he did. But I'm sure in the room, like, the boys were talking about that, right?
I see for Shai, where his swagger is, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, those guys, they can wear what they want, and you just kind of accept what they have. It's like it's fashion. It's like art now at this point. But I've seen, I'm pretty confident this had to happen with Shai. If a guy comes in wearing something wild enough, they'll take his outfit out, and they'll actually hang it on a hanger on the board.
I love
that.
The
guy comes back, and his outfit will be hanging on the board forever in front of everybody. So I have seen that happen in moments. I don't think with Shai that happens when you're playing as well as he is. And, you know, he's a fashion icon at this point, you know, as much as even bigger than the NBA.
And he was amazing last night. Again, OKC beating Dallas in game number one. Gilgeous-Alexander was 29-9-9 in the big win. Another Canadian, big part of the NBA story these days, Jamal Murray. His Denver Nuggets are down 2-0 to Minnesota, and I thought he was going to be suspended for at least game three for throwing that heat pad at an official. Somehow avoids the suspension. Were you surprised that he did?
No, not at all. I think the fine was enough. This is his first time doing something like that. And then, I mean, you'd absolutely, you know, put an end to the Nuggets. If he doesn't play, and then you'd be into the series. So I think it's very fair. If he does something again, I think he is going to miss games, possibly multiple games. I'm sure Jamal has been told how silly a move that was, even though frustration had really set in. And to me, the bigger picture here is how quickly you can go from hero to villain. He hit those big shots against the Lakers. Everybody heralded him, you know, talked about the work that he did, and all of a sudden it's going, what is wrong with you, man? And you just see the emotions of the NBA playoffs and how they can sway from literally game to game.
So, Ryan, let's look at the NBA playoffs. How are the Denver Nuggets down 2-0 to the Minnesota Timberwolves? Are we watching a superstar blossom right before our eyes with Anthony Edwards, the way he's basically taking over this playoffs and leading the Minnesota Timberwolves?
One, the Nuggets are getting out-nuggeted.
Nice.
The Timberwolves are bigger. They're physical. They play together. And they really pride themselves on the defensive end. And normally, those are things that, you know, the Nuggets have come out and beat people doing. playing that style. And you're absolutely seeing a star being born in Anthony Edwards. And the biggest notch or challenge we've seen, as you want to appoint, you know, Zion as the next or Ja Morant as the next face of those guys, they haven't really been able to win at a young age. So Anthony Edwards is not just young. He's in a position where he can win. And you can say he's the best player on that ball club. You know, he's got, definitely has the most talent. So that's why everybody's excited about him. And if the success continues in Minnesota, he's definitely the next superstar and guy. But the big component, we said, what, fellas, you got to win. And we're seeing that with Anthony Edwards so far. And they're up 2-0 on the defending champs.
Ryan Hollins, longtime NBAer, is our guest here on First Stop. It's very rare to accomplish things in the NBA playoffs that guys like Michael Jordan or LeBron James or the greatest of all time have never done. But Jalen Brunson became the first player in NBA history with 40 or more points and 5 or more assists in 4 straight playoff games. He has been absolutely incredible. And as great as Anthony Edwards has been, I would argue that Jalen Brunson has been as good, if not better, for New York, who played game 2 tonight against Indiana. Who saw this coming from Jalen Brunson, where he leaves Dallas, heads to New York, where a lot of people were questioning the contract? He has emerged as an unquestioned superstar as well, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. And to do it in New York is the sweetest thing, because, you know, think about it, Carmelo was on paper a much bigger star, high draft pick, hey, on the pace of being, you know, challenging as one of the better players to ever play. You know, these writers, it's him and LeBron James. It's him and Dwayne Wade. And Carmelo got to New York and it couldn't work. As great as Carmelo is, and you're going, man, this, you know, bad built 6'2 guy is going to take the Knicks to the promised land. And right now, Jalen Brunson is. So hats off to Jalen Brunson, man. He's an absolute baller. I think it's just a real nod to hard work. Hard work paying off, and he plays and does things the right way. So I love what we're seeing from Jalen Brunson. But he doesn't look physically, he doesn't have the accolades, he doesn't look like these stars, he doesn't have the 40-inch vertical, you know, he hasn't been just a star from day one, he doesn't shoot the ball from half court like Curry, you know, he's really a throwback, man. And I remember playing against his father, and the one thing that he's really gleaned from his father, man, is he's tough as nails, dude, and New York is winning tough basketball games, and that really starts with Brunson. So you're showing toughness and hard work really come back in the NBA.
Ryan, this is a two-part question. Do you believe the Knicks have enough to be a championship contender and maybe win it? And do you think the Boston Celtics, do you think they can win without Porzingis in their lineup?
I do think, I don't think the Knicks have enough on one hand, but I think if there was ever a year for the Knicks to win the championship is this year. Giannis is out. Damian Lillard was hurt. Embiid was hobbled, as you just noted. Porzingis hurt. There are, like, injuries across the board. Jimmy Butler was hurt. All these guys are hurt, right? Like, this is, if there's a year, New York, go. It ain't perfect. You don't have Julius Randle, right? But, like, go. Like, this is the year, right? And the Celtics do have enough. They're that deep. Between Derek White, Jalen Brown, you gotta mention Derek White right now with Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum, because he's playing that darn good, man. Just Boston is good, but the thing that scares you about Boston, they rely on the 3-point shot, they play a lot of 1-on-1, and there are moments where they're like Jekyll and Hyde, and you're like, who is this team? Who they can look like? It's crazy. The craziest thing I've seen, guys, they can look like just absolutely unstoppable, and then they look pedestrian, and you're like, who is this team? And what happens is a lot of what they do is predicated on the 3-ball. So if you can, don't get me wrong, it's a long list. If you can score the basketball against their switching, you can defend the 3-ball, and you can defend the 1-on-1 from Tatum and Brown, and you lock in and don't let Derrick White be an X factor, you got a shot against Boston. So I don't think they're unbeatable, but you can't let them. There's two different teams. You got to get that bad team to show up on the floor.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing finish to these NBA playoffs, because I think there's a bunch of teams that are more than capable of contending for an NBA title. It's a matter of who can stay healthy and who can get it done in the big moments. And tonight we will see game number 2 between Indiana and New York as the Knicks look to go up 2-0 on the Pacers. Ryan, awesome to have you back on the show. We really appreciate it. And do not sell your fashion sense short. You're a very fashionable man and a terrific broadcaster. Thank you for the time.
Appreciate you guys, man.
All right. That is Ryan Hollins, our boy. We love Ryan Hollins on First Up. And I thought it was really interesting what he said about Gilgeous Alexander and just how he's emerged here, right? It's SGA. It's Brunson. It's
Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. I mean, these guys are all just
Luka
unbelievable.
Doncic.
Luka Doncic did not look great last night at all, but it's wild, man. It is wild in the NBA, the star power at the top. And then you look at what the Toronto Raptors have or don't have. Good luck. Good luck. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while here. And it could be a while for the Toronto Blue Jays until they win another game. Because it's likely not happening today against the Phillies. We'll take you back to last night. Did not go well for Toronto. We'll let you hear from John Schneider, who's booted from the game. Scott Hartnell also still to come.